Thanks, Steve. And I'm delighted to welcome all you folks here with two institutions sponsoring this course. You get double the welcome, I guess. The FDA and the NCI have been working, particularly over the last 5 years together, although in my experience, it goes back decades. And so I think the title is particularly good. We have to work together in order to move forward. At NCI, we've been re-looking at the way we structure all of our programs. We've had external panels led by the National Cancer Advisory Board come to us. And one of the things that they recommended that we do is that we hold a training session for investigate academic, nonprofit, and other investigators in terms of what is the process. Everybody is so excited about the science, which is terrific, but what's the process for moving from something that's really interesting scientifically to something that might help folks in the clinic? And so this course, which Steve steered under the umbrella of the Interagency Oncology Task Force, a joint effort between FDA and NCI, is really our trying to make good on our promise to the National Cancer Advisory Board that we would move forward this way. It's very important that the hard work that's gone into this be recognized. And when Steve said that most of the work was done by the speakers, he didn't mean me. I'm just here to welcome you. All of the heavy lifting was done by Ida and Steve and folks on both sides of the NCI and FDA. So I'm delighted to see you folks here. I hope the discussions are productive. Look forward to some of you joining our pipelines at NCI, and I look forward to improvements in BLAs and related applications that that are submitted to the FDA. My colleague and co-worker for many years, Raj Puri, will give the welcome for on behalf of the FDA.